I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal has declared a state of emergency for all 159 counties in Georgia. This ahead of the arrival of Hurricane Florence. The latest forecast maps show it impacting Georgia as it moves inland early next week. Forecasters now say that inland Georgia will likely experience several inches of rain, but not necessarily the high winds coastal areas of the Carolinas will endure. There will be two televised debates between the candidates running for governor in Georgia. This week, Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Brian Kemp announced that they will meet October 23rd in a debate sponsored by the Atlanta Press Club and broadcast by GPB. They will follow that with a November 4th debate broadcast by WSB-TV. The election, of course, is November 6th. The contest has drawn attention both for Abrams' bid to become the nation's first black female governor and as an example of the two parties' shifts in a potential presidential battleground state. Polls suggest it's a tight race in a state Trump won by 5 percentage points in 2016. A federal judge could decide today whether Georgia has to switch to paper ballots for the November midterm elections, GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The plaintiffs include citizens and advocates for secure elections. They say Georgia's touchscreen voting systems aren't secure and they want the state to use scanned paper ballots. Secretary of State Brian Kemp's office oversees elections. He's also running for governor. He says paper ballots are a good idea, but there's not enough time to print and deliver them to all 159 counties. The election is less than 2 months away. The hearing includes several witnesses and is scheduled to last 7 hours. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A bipartisan spending measure making its way through Congress would set aside millions of dollars for the Savannah Harbor Deepening Project. The $147.5 billion spending bill includes $49 million in new federal money for the project, which is expected to be completed late in 2021. The goal is to deepen the harbor from 42 to 47 feet so it can accommodate the larger cargo ships that make their way through the newly expanded Panama Canal. Even with the hundreds of millions of dollars the state has already committed to the project, $100 million in federal funds are needed each year to keep it on schedule. The AJC reports that the Army Corps of Engineers will decide whether to make up the difference after the spending bill is approved by Congress. The Atlanta Braves and Cobb County commissioners reached an agreement yesterday over disputed fees regarding SunTrust Park. County officials claimed the Braves owed them for, quote, system development fees, like water and sewage. The Braves countered, saying Cobb County owed them around $5 million. The settlement will have the Braves pay the county $1.4 million, and Cobb County will reimburse the team for project management fees. And Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms will appear on the cover of October's Ebony magazine. She's joined in the photo by California Senator Kamala Harris and New Jersey Senator Cory Booker. The issue focuses on politics and the upcoming midterm elections. In her interview, Mayor Bottoms talks about her decision to run, how her faith factored into that choice, balancing work and family, and her vision for the future of Atlanta. Ebony magazine was founded in 1945 and features African-American public figures in the fields of arts, politics, public service, science, entertainment, sports, and academia. In sports, the Atlanta Braves extended their winning streak to 4 games with a 4-1 win over the San Francisco Giants last night. With just a couple of weeks left in the regular season, Atlanta now holds a 6.5-game lead over the Phillies in the NL Eastern Division. The Braves and the Giants play their series finale this afternoon. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.